This is how traditional olive oil soap is made in the Middle East. It takes hours to cover the entire floor with hundreds of buckets of hot liquid, enough to eventually make 30,000 bars. These methods date back to at least the 14th century, but this kind of business is fading across the region. At its peak, there were dozens of factories like this in the Lebanese city of Tripoli alone. Civil war and changing tastes forced all of them to close. Except for two. One of them is Masbanat Aweda. But there's a dwindling demand for traditional blocks of soap as cheaper liquid varieties flood the market. We went to the oldest soap factory in Lebanon to see how this family business is still standing. Olive oil, caustic soda, and water are the only three ingredients in this traditional recipe.
In the Middle East, olive oil is the magic oil.
Today, electricity powers the 143-year-old vat. While it cooks, workers cover the floor with powdered soap flakes to keep the liquid from sticking to the cement. After 3 days, the liquid soap is ready when it reaches a honey-like consistency and a dark green colour. Just one of these buckets weighs about 30 pounds. Workers form a human chain to carry the buckets to the pouring area. They do this about 700 times for just one batch. At this point, the soap is still burning hot at about 140 degrees Fahrenheit. It takes 3 hours to turn the floor into a green blanket. The factory used to have a pump that would cover the floor in just half an hour, but it's been broken for months and they can't find the spare parts in Lebanon. Walid Daibi has been working here for 30 years. His father, Ali, worked here before him. He retired after 50 years, but still comes to help. Today, he's evening out the soap with this comb to make sure it is 2.4 inches deep. The soap sits to cool and harden for 48 hours. Humidity or heat can ruin the batch.
طراز المعمل اللي بني عليه هو طراز عثماني هو العائد الحجر بيعطي تلطيف للجو.
They know the soap is ready when it's hard enough.
Looks good. بدي انها تنبرش وتتقطع.
Bassam Aid shaves the surface to smooth it out. But nothing goes to waste. All leftover soap will end up in the next batch. Bassam has been working here for 50 years. Workers sprinkle stone powder so they don't slip. The traditional shape is a perfect 2.8 inch square. They soak this cord in dye and stretch it across the floor to mark the boundaries before cutting.
نخدع عليه هو زيته خط زاوية 90 درجة حتى نمشي بكل الصابون بنفس القياسات.
Finally, they spend 2 hours stamping 30,000 soap bars. They have to do it in one go, otherwise the soap will harden. The stamps are made of wood and copper. Khalil is 77 years old, but he can do this job with his eyes closed.
هيدا من العمال قضى حوالي 65 سنة بالمصلحة.
Then it is time to cut.
الصابون طري ما تتلعم. يلا يا شباب.
يلا يلا.
قولوا بسم الله.
خليك واي خليك واي.
خليك
واي يا شباب.
It takes 5 people to operate the rake cutter that has been used for generations. Khalil and 2 workers in the middle pull the cord and make sure the team stays on track. Bassam holds the blades down with the help of another worker and follows the red markings. Their body weight helps the blades cut the soap, but they have to be careful not to crush it. Husni is always there supervising the work. He also takes photos and videos to share on social media. He wants to educate people about traditional soap making and encourage tourists to visit his factory.
حب العالم تيجي تشوف هذا المكان أول شيء بجماله. بقديش وبالفعل في نفس العتق والقدم.
People have been making soap with olive oil in the Middle East since at least the 10th century. 3 cities became well known for it: Aleppo in Syria, the Palestinian city of Nablus in the West Bank, and here in Tripoli on the northern coast of Lebanon. Production peaked in Tripoli in the first half of the 20th century, when there were dozens of factories exporting soap across the world. But many olive groves were cut down in the 1960s to make way for new construction. Then, in 1975, Lebanon was plunged into a bloody and destructive civil war that lasted 15 years. It laid waste to the country's economy. Tens of thousands of people left, and most factories closed. The ones that survived faced fierce competition from mass-produced soap brands. Husni's family kept the factory open through it all. They used their savings to pay workers and keep production going. About a decade ago, Husni brought in a new method that allows them to add fragrances like lavender, mint, and chamomile.
Well, the process هو process أسرع منا بحاجة لحرارة عالية وبتنعمل بسمول باتشز.
Today, scented soap is their best seller. But Husni still makes olive oil soap about 4 times a year. Workers stack the soap bars in a cylindrical tower that allows enough airflow to cool it down. They are left like this to dry for up to 6 months. This traditional method is what brings tourists here. But Husni says he would keep it going even if he had no visitors.
هذا المكان بيعني لي emotionally قبل ما يكون مكان for doing business.
Traditional olive oil production has been declining across the Middle East for decades now. This is one of the only 3 factories left in Nablus, a Palestinian city in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Many similar factories were forced to close because of lack of demand and the continuing conflict with Israel. Al Jamal soap factory has survived for 130 years. But things were already difficult when we filmed with them back in 2019.
الزيتون مرتفع والسودا مرتفعة والعمال اللي بطبخوها برضو نفس الاشي باخذوا اسعارهم ما بتيجي عليها عمالهم جيل اجار صغير بدها اشي سريع.
Since then, the factory let go of all its full-time employees, including Ahmed Al-Fakhouri. He still comes in for occasional work, but the factory now only makes a new batch after it sells out.
تراث فلسطيني ولازم المحافظة عليه. بدك تحافظ انت على صناعتك، ولازم تحافظ على كل شيء كان موجود من ايام اجدادك. كما احنا محتلين، ما في عندنا حدود نفتح على دول ثانية تبيع تجيب.
But the owner told us that he won't let the door close on the industry of his forefathers. The Syrian city of Aleppo was once the center of this business in the Middle East. But years of civil war have nearly destroyed the olive oil soap industry here. At one point, there were at least 200 factories. Now, fewer than 20 remain, including the Pearl Soap factory. Many workers were killed during the war, and others fled the country. Still, the owner told us they're fighting to keep this tradition alive. Back in Lebanon, Husni is also determined to keep his business going.
اللي قرر يبقى بلبنان معناتها هو عارف واخذ قرار انه يواجه كثير من المشاكل.
He studied electrical engineering but decided to take over the family business instead of entering that field.
هيدي المصلحة هي مصلحة آبائي وأجدادي. خلقت علاقة حب، علاقة تعلق بهذا المكان، إن كان مكان وإن كان صناعة.
His great-great-grandfather, Haj Hossein Awaida, built this factory in 1880.
أسس المصبنة هو اللي بناها وتعب فيها، فكل الاحترام وكل التقدير لهذا الرجل.
Husni introduced glycerin soap and aromatherapy oil and sells them online and to organic shops and hotels.
Liquid soap هو آخر line نحن بلشنا فيه. بلشنا فيه تقريبا من 6 شهور. لأن new generation بعصر السرعة بدون شيء يكون عملي.
His plan is to turn the factory into a school. He has 2 young sons, but he isn't sure they'll follow in his footsteps.
بخاف أن يكون أنا آخر شخص ب بهالفاميلي بزنس. بخاف أن يكون ما في حدا من الجيل الجاي الفيرث جينيريشن يكون انترستد يكفي.
While he doesn't know what the future holds, he's grateful to be a part of the business's story.
بيعكس ثقافة بلد، بيعكس حضارة بلد. إذا بتنفقد جزء من هذا البلد ومن تاريخه.